Welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Cambridge, England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community there. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, Speak to Me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus got in the boat, crossed the water, and came to his own town. And some people appeared, bringing him a paralytic, stretched out on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, Courage, my child, your sins are forgiven. At this, some scribes said to themselves, This man is blaspheming. Knowing what was in their minds, Jesus said, Why do you have such wicked thoughts in your hearts? Now which of these is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up and walk? But to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, Get up and pick up your bed and go off home. The man got up and went home. A feeling of awe came over the crowd when they saw this, and they praised God for giving such power to men. Back in the 90s, in my first assignation in the parish of St. Dominic's in Newcastle upon Tyne, one of my parish jobs was to visit this care home. It was partly a care home for residents, partly a hospital wing. Lots of little roofs. I always thought it looked like an African village in the middle of Newcastle. One of the people I visited was a young man who was completely paralysed, just almost completely. He could hardly speak. I couldn't really understand him at all. And he lay in his room. He was in his 30s, about just about 30. And I would visit him, bring him communion. He could just about take communion. And I tried to talk to him. It's very hard to talk to someone who can't talk back. It's very hard to just speak continually without some kind of response. Even in a homily, which is why I prefer preaching in church to doing these sort of homilies, you can feel some kind of response from the congregation, how they're taking it, what it means to them. This man couldn't speak at all. I wasn't even sure if he really wanted communion. He certainly took communion, Holy Communion, but did it matter to him, or was it just something he allowed to happen? Then he was moved to another place, a hospice. And the hospice phoned our parish saying he's asking for a priest. We think it might be Father John, we can't really make him out. I said, could it be Father Ewan? He said, yeah, that sounds right, well, that'll be me. That was the first inkling I had that he actually did really notice me or respond to me. Came to see him in the hospice, then he recovered a little. He was taken back to the African village, back in our parish. Then they reached a point where they decided there was nothing more to be done. He was being pumped full of antibiotics to hold off infections, but simply wasn't working. So his time came. The night he died, in fact, I was with someone else in a pub, someone who suffered from, I think, quite bad schizophrenia, a different kind of paralysis, also difficult to talk to, mainly because sometimes he would speak things that seemed quite logical, reasonable. Other times it just seemed to be, well, just a bit crazy. But before he died at midnight, I went to see him in the morning when I knew he was very ill. And his family turned up. This is the first time I'd met the family. Because of privacy rules, it's very difficult to get to contact the family of people. The hospital authorities aren't allowed to tell you anything. And I asked him about this man. He was by this time pretty much unconscious. They said he'd actually planned to become a priest. He was on his way to the seminary when this severe paralysis kicked in, locked-in body syndrome. Because that was the end of that. I really had no idea. But I wondered what kind of priest he would have become. But in God's will, God's power is inscrutable. So that's my experience of a paralysed man. The thing it taught me was that the reason in this story Christ says, first of all, your sins are forgiven, rather than just cures them, because he's speaking to the heart of the matter. The worst thing about paralysis of this sort is you cannot communicate, you cannot speak. You feel like you're being forgotten, ignored, as if you're vanishing. And Christ says the most important thing to him, your sins are forgiven. Christ speaks to the depth of his heart. He knows what the man needs more than anything else. Not to get up and walk, not to do things, not to have mobility, not to be able to work. Important things, but not the heart. The heart is Christ speaks to him. And the words he says, your sins are forgiven, the words we need to hear. If we hear those words, then we too will be not just forgiven, but beginning a real life at the end of time. Eternal happiness. None of us gets into heaven unless Christ says, your sins are forgiven. That's what we need to hear. But meanwhile, we have to speak to each other. We mustn't give up in trying to communicate, trying to reach out to each other. We mustn't ignore. No matter how hard it is to speak to someone who can't respond, that's what you have to do. So many times I've anointed people who are quite unconscious, but I always speak to them as if they can hear. I say, if you can hear me, don't be afraid, be at peace. God is very near. Very often, on Christ's behalf, I also say, your sins are forgiven. The most important thing, though, is not what we say. It's the fact that we speak at all. Thank you.